Now joining me is fourth-year Thunder Basin Bolthead coach Rory Williams. And Rory, the state tournament is here, man. It's unreal. You're going to face a Green River team. Now, they're a more confident team, I think, than they were early in the year. Lori Ivey also went with a smaller lineup towards the middle part of this year, and it's helped them out a little bit. What are you seeing from Green River?
Yeah, I think they're a really good team. I think they're very similar to us. You know, obviously, we were able to play them a couple weeks after Christmas break. But like you said, I think they've kind of changed their style a little bit. And, you know, they've made it out a really good region. And we have a lot of respect for them. And it's kind of crazy because it's kind of a repeat of what last year's state tournament would have been with us playing them. So a lot of respect for Coach Ivy and our guys. We look forward to playing a team that's pretty darn similar to us.
Now, speaking of which, your team comes in with some pressure, and how are you guys handling that coming into this week? Because the reason I say that is because you have a good side of the bracket. I mean, Green River, they're a good basketball team, but clearly you guys are the favorites. How's your players handling that at practice and everything else?
You know, I think we're locked in. You know, these guys have respected their opponents, whoever it is, all year long. They know it's a big game. They know Green River is a really good team. They have the capability to beat anybody. And so, you know, I really liked our focus on Monday, Tuesday, and today. And we'll have one more good practice tomorrow before we get on that bus. But, yeah, I think we're locked in, and especially on the defensive end. I mean, if we're gonna do some damage in Casper, it's going to be on the defensive end.
I know for most part it's what do you guys do well, and especially when you're going in and you're going to have to play three games in about a day and a half, you're going to focus in on what you guys do well. However, you are going to play either the East or Star Valley winner. I'm going to tell you this right now. This is just my opinion. East needs to be careful in this ball game. They need to be really careful. What do you think about that matchup first off, and how do you handle whether you play East in the second round or Star Valley in the second round?
You know, I mean, obviously we haven't talked about any of those two teams in practice. You know, and for a coach, and you know, it's always hard to look ahead. But you know, both of them are a little bit different. You know, that side of the region is very defensive oriented. You see a lot of zone. You know, a lot of low scoring games, and then the East region, you see high scoring games, a lot of shot making, and so you kind of have to prepare for both of them if you get to that game. You know, I mean, obviously we're pretty familiar with the East just by playing them a few times in the last couple of years. But, you know, we've also been able to play Star Valley 2 years ago as well, and we watched them a lot on tape. So, but once again, I mean, it's you and I are crazy to be talking about that game because we know it, you know, 16, 17, 18-year-olds, anything can happen at, you know, at noon on Friday.
On a lighter note, let's see, I'm thinking
yeah.
here. On a lighter note, on the day before the first game, you won't sleep. So Thursday night, no sleep.
Right.
And then you won't sleep.
Yet. I haven't slept in 2 weeks, Brandon.
You haven't slept in 2 weeks. There it is. There's the answer right there. I was going to ask you. This is probably your last night of actual sleep. It's not even going to happen
right tonight.
moving right along, your team has been banged up. Man, they've been gritty. They figured out how to win some tough, tough basketball games. They find themselves in this position. They're going to have to play three games in a day and a half. You said your guys, you know what? They're banged up, but they're getting there. And guys are almost at 100%. You got to be feeling good going into that. What is the status of your ball club? We know Deegan has just gutted out some gutsy performances.
Yeah, I think we're healthy. You know, and I think adrenaline just takes over. I mean, these guys that are about ready to go play at noon, they've never experienced a state game. So, you know, I know they're amped up. They've been amped up in practice. You know, so I'm excited for them. I'm excited for them to be able to experience this. You know, it's definitely going to be fun to watch. Yeah, it's, you know, I haven't slept since, you know, we lost to Sheridan, Nat Sheridan, and we knew that Camel Bolts game was going to happen. So it's just, you want to prepare your kids the best you can. That's my job as a coach. And, you want them to enjoy this experience because they've earned it. They deserved it. And then you go roll the dice and see what happens. So just really looking forward to noon on Friday.
I just have a few more questions here. I know you don't like looking ahead, but, I mean, let's be honest, you're probably going to have to go through either Cheyenne Central or Sheridan to be state champions. You've lost 2 out of 3 against both of those teams, but they were all close games. What have you learned from those games against teams that you guys know so well?
You know, I think it's just a possession game. I mean, like I've said many times, we're small, so we have to be flawless on both ends. you know, if you miss a box out against Sheridan in Central, and you miss a help side or a weak side help against those guys, they're going to make you pay. It's lights out. And so, you know, I think our guys have learned that you have to be locked in every possession, because if you're not, it's a dunk or it's an easy layup, or we don't get that, right? We got to, you know, it's either a tough take for us to the basket, or we got to make a 22-footer. And, you know, so our styles are just so different from Sheridan and Central. And, you know, our guys, they keep battling, and every time we play those guys, it gets a little bit better and better. And so, you know, we just kind of have to stay the status quo if we do get a chance at those two. And, you know, you have to box out, you have to get stops, and then you have to be able to push the ball in transition and take advantage of our speed and size against theirs. So hopefully we get to that game at 5 o'clock on Saturday. But we got a lot of work ahead of us before we can get there.
Real quick, I know I'm kind of backtracking a little bit. If you do have to play East, real quick, Graydon Buell, man, he's a stud. How do you go about containing him?
You know, he's a really good athlete. He's a great competitor. You know, he had a really good game against us at their place. And so, you know, I think you just got to put a lot of bodies on him. I think you have to try to wear him out. You have to make him guard defensively. And you have to limit his touches, you know, pretty similar to, you know, what we did with Lackey, although it didn't look like we did that very good job with him just because he had 35. So, but you have to respect Buell and what he's done. I mean, obviously he's a great football player. He's a great basketball player. And, but I think limiting his touches and you know, throwing a lot of different bodies his way at a lot of different angles may help. But, yeah, he's a load, and Rail's a load as well. So Coach Horsley's obviously done a good job with that group. And if we get there and we get to play those guys at 7:30 on Friday night, you know, we'll have to get creative, because he's a really good basketball player.
All right, let's put your analyst hat on, like you're wearing a headset. You're sitting next to me. Name three keys for your team to win three games at State.
I think we got to be really good defensively. We have to shoot the ball at a high rate, and we have to rebound the ball. I think those three things are really big for us. They've been big for us the last 21 games, and it's going to continue to be. But, you know, if I could give you three words, it's defense, defense, defense.
Yeah, you're going to have to get stops, and then defensive rebounding is going to be key as well. And I will tell you this, yeah. I feel like your team's been better at that, especially of late, with your defensive rebounding.
I would agree. I mean, I know the stats do not show. You know, obviously we're dead last in 4A in rebounding by, I think, a couple of rebounds. But when you go watch us play on tape, there's not a lot of rebounds to be had. You know, because we're either, you know, we're very efficient on offense, and defensively we do a really good job of limiting teams on how many shot attempts they get, just because we lock in pretty well. So that stat can kind of be, you know, a little off every now and then. It just kind of depends how you look at it. But the whole, the 21, 22 rebounds a game doesn't really concern me, because I think we've been doing a pretty good job of that for the most part.
Agreed. I agree completely with that sentiment. You watch tape, and you're right. There's not a lot of offensive boards around there. And if you guys do have a mishap, it doesn't happen for a long period of time after that, is what I've noticed anyway, being all these live games.
Right.
I will say this, just one more question. Look, we all know what happened last year. We all know you're not getting sleep. We all know you're excited. We know your players are excited. You have a nascent program that you inherited, and your first year you were 5-8 team, and your program keeps getting better and better. And, I mean, you're right there. You're right there to win State.
Right.
First off, as a two-part question, what do you attribute your program success to, number one, in these first 4 years? And secondly, how are you feeling with all this?
You know, I think, you know, just the consistency, you know, from our freshman teams all the way through, obviously, our varsity that you see play on Friday nights. I think the kids have really done a really good job of, you know, being disciplined on how we want to play throughout the program, really buying in on how we do things. You know, I think our commitment to the off season has really helped as well. But, you know, my coaching staff does a really good job. It's, you know, they really buy in, whether it's, you know, Janie Miller, Gross, and Boyd, and Curry. I mean, we're all on the same page on how we want to succeed. So, you know, and then obviously we have good players. I mean, a coach looks really good if they have good players. And you know, we've really had some really good players come through our program. And, you know, and I'm excited. I'm ecstatic. It's nice to get back to this game. You know, we were unfortunate last year when it got shut down, and obviously we feel really bad for those seniors that weren't able to go through that. But to get back to this game took a lot of work. You know, the East region almost got harder probably overnight. And so for our guys to get back to this game is credit to them. And, you know, they put in a lot of time in the off season, a lot of time this year, and a lot of commitment kind of to the unknown. You know, man, I'm going to go through all this, and I don't even know if I'm going to make it to state. So just credit to those guys, and we just hope they can have a fun experience with it and go do some damage while we're at it. You know, but it's really been a fun ride, and, you know, you always kind of try to prepare for it, but once you really never know until you get there. And so it's really been fun to get there and to keep being around these guys, these group of kids. That's what you miss the most, is just being around them.
Well, Rory, you've done a great job with this program, and I know the entire town of Gillette's going to be rooting for you guys. Good luck starting this Friday.
All right. Thanks, CB. We'll see you down there, man.
We'll see you.